can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Christian teaching and talk. This is 91.7 FM, The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here on Let's Face the Issues each and every day. It is our desire for you to join in the dialogue and discussion, and therefore that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. After a brief monologue, we're going to open the telephone lines, invite you to call in, join in the dialogue and discussion, and ask you, we're talking about a theological, doctrinal, prophetic text today that I believe we need to recognize. We're asking the question, are we setting the stage for the Antichrist? Are we setting the stage for the Antichrist? In just a moment, we'll look at Revelation chapter 13, which is probably the most descriptive, definitive information about the coming Antichrist. But let me remind you, first of all, the rapture of the church is the next thing on the calendar of God. The rapture of the church. The man of sin, the Antichrist, will step on the scene just after the rapture of the church. He will rule and reign with an iron fist. And by the way, in the scripture, the Antichrist is also called the man of sin, the son of perdition, the wicked one, the lawless one, the little horn of Daniel 7 and 8, the beast, the dragon, the old serpent, the devil and Satan, and then the Antichrist. Ladies and gentlemen, it is very serious that we understand the era in which we're living, and the next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church. And for those that have said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, you will not be here, I will not be here, when the Antichrist steps on the scene and rules with an iron fist this old world. I believe we're setting the stage, some of the rules, the regulations, and the laws that's being passed today. We're going to talk about the Genius Act, for example, in today's broadcast. The Genius Act just signed in the big, beautiful bill, as it was called, signed into law, I believe it was July the 18th or 19th, and that it became a law, and President Trump has signed it. It is law. And ladies and gentlemen, a major component of the Genius Act is digital currency. How does that play into the future with the Antichrist? What about facial recognition that is required in so many nations today and some states in America to use your cell telephone and other digitized digital instruments? Even appliances today can utilize your facial recognition and or your thumbprint and or the iris, etc., etc., etc. Many telephones today, the cell telephones, you have to look into your cell telephone that it reads your iris, the facial recognition, or your thumbprint, or a code, or the combination of that. It is intensifying, ladies and gentlemen. And as we look at the subject today, the issue today, I believe we need to grasp some of the things that's taking place in relationship to the future and the stage being set for the Antichrist to step on the scene. And let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, the Truth Book. John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus speaking, he says, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, a definitive statement is made about the Word of God. "Thy Word is truth." Then in Psalms 117 and verse 2, the Bible says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." So, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, regardless of denominational dogma, regardless of political rhetoric, regardless of philosophical jargon that may take place about what is truth, the truth boils down to the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, that made this statement: the further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we're finding that today on every hand. In fact, when you look at the plain truth of what takes place and the plain truth of the events that take place, there are all kinds of conspiracy theories today, for example, in relationship to the death of Charlie Kirk, that the shooter really didn't shoot him, somebody else did, etc., etc., etc. But may I remind you, we need to stick to facts and look at truth and speak truth in love. And we find today so many are rejecting the real truth, not just about those events, but about what is taking place biblically, theologically, eschatologically, for the future. Jim DeMint, the former U.S. Senator, I'm looking at a headline. DeMint warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. In part, this is what Jim DeMint said: what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. End quote. And then the most horrifying statistical data of late, found in the survey about the millennials, the youngsters 18 to 35 years of age. Headline says, most younger Americans say there's no such thing as absolute truth. In fact, 55% say that each person has their own version of truth. There's no such thing as absolute truth. Ladies and gentlemen, if we do away with truth, if we do away with the facts, in fact, in the article in relationship to the younger Americans saying there's no absolute truth, the article starts out with Merriam-Webster said, the Webster's Dictionary says truth is the body of real things, real events, real facts, actualities, the state of being in the case, facts. And many times people vary from the facts and wind up with fiction rather than facts. I'm looking at another headline that says Western society will be destroyed without the commitment to truth. The article reads in part, American institutions are suffering from a collapse in public support. Among the institutions worst affected are government, the press, and education. Further in the article it says, and there is no more serious problem than the notion fashionable in academia today, and it has been for decades, that truth is relative, or that it is a matter of individual perception, or cultural mores, or even that there is no such thing as absolute truth. So ladies and gentlemen, I revert back to a statement of truth that I've used for years and years and years on the broadcast. And it comes from a 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. May I just amplify on part of that? We need to seek the truth. Not conspiracy. We need to seek to learn the truth. What is it? Learn it, and then love it, tell it, live it, and be willing to defend it even to death. That's my challenge on this broadcast each and every day. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark and identifier on the campus of Tools for Time is a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows Old Glory, the U.S. flag. 24/7, find that flag in the flagpole. Base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a serious subject. It's a serious issue. And many have not given it the consideration that they ought to. But in Revelation chapter 13, the scripture talks about a man stepping on the scene, that he is empowered by Satan, and in that power that's given him, he's going to rule the world. And the Bible says in the third verse of that chapter that the Antichrist that steps on the scene, as he dies, a deadly wound, and was healed, and all the world wondered, that is, marveled, followed after him. So, ladies and gentlemen, the start of the text in Revelation 13 talks about the man of sin, the Antichrist, the lawless one, that steps on the scene, and he is wounded to death. It's a deadly wound. And he is raised from the dead. The scripture says, all the world wondered after the beast, that's the Antichrist, and they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast, that worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? Ladies and gentlemen, the scripture goes on to say that he has a sidekick, as I call it. It is the false prophet that is able to call fire down from heaven. The false prophet is able to perform signs, miracles, and wonders. And it's the false prophet, ladies and gentlemen, that deceived them, that is the world, the people of that era, that day in the future tense, by the signs, miracles, and wonders. And part of that was the Antichrist. Listen to verse 14. And he deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had been wounded by the sword and did live, indicating that the false prophet had raised him from the dead. That should cause us to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that signs, miracles, and wonders are not always produced at the hand of God. The Antichrist, when he steps on the scene, the Bible says, will be empowered by Satan himself. And the bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, the Antichrist, when he steps on the scene, having been slain, raised from the dead, the whole world then will follow after him, believing that he's some supernatural divine figure as a result of being raised from the dead. He'll cause the world to worship him. This coming Antichrist will have a partner, that is the global ruler with him, a false prophet. The false prophet will be able to perform signs, miracles, and wonders, as I said a moment ago. Under the Antichrist rule, there will be a global requirement to receive an identification mark. Now listen, that identification mark is exactly what it is, mark in the hand of the head. It will not be as the old video, 8-track video, Left Behind series portrayed. It will not be where the police officer is going to go out and drag you in, force you to receive a mark on your hand or your head. The whole world will follow after the Antichrist and will want to identify with him as what I call the grand poobah, the one that can provide for him, them, the one that will be able to provide food, clothing, and shelter because of having the identification. The identification mark, we've said down through the years, some thought back in the 60s it would be the barcodes that they came out with. Others said it would perhaps be cloning of some type. And now we understand that with the biometric system, it could very easily be a mark in the hand of the head that is invisible to the natural eye, but is the sign of identification that can be read by the bar scanners, the chip scanners, etc., etc. Ladies and gentlemen, the point that I want to make is, as we look at the potential of the Antichrist when he steps on the scene and realize the power that will be there, more and more nations today, ladies and gentlemen, more and more nations across the globe are instituting some type system in the monetary system that will allow control over the people. It's my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, today in America and the world and nations are setting up systems, tools and policies and procedures that are going to be used by the Antichrist when he steps on the scene. And he'll have control of the whole world. Listen, America has just passed what is called the Genius Act. And I just touched on it a moment ago. But let me read a statement or two and then we'll take our first caller. Fact sheet. President Donald Trump signs Genius Act into law, making America the leader in digital assets. President Donald Trump signed the Genius Act into law, an historic piece of legislation that will pave the way for the United States to lead in global digital currency. I'm going to let that sink in for a moment. Today, you might have some greenbacks in your wallet. Today, you might have coinage in your purse. Today, you might have something stuffed back, as I call it, in a shoebox under the bed or in the closet that you think you're safe with it. Right now, many people are using a digital currency system. You know, we have the charge cards rather than having to pull the card out. Now you can just do the zap of the card and it reads it and it transfers money. What if you did not have to have a card anymore? What if the charge card is all in that digital currency factor that's in your forehead in your hand? In fact, there's some, and I'll talk about it later in the broadcast, there's some universities today and right here in America where students just thrive on the fact that, in fact, one female student said, I am delighted that no longer I have to have a purse, don't have to have an identification card, do not have to have a charge card, that I can just look into the scan or the iris reader and pay my bill, buy anything, and just look into the scanner and it's paid for. Drawn right out of the account. That's happening right now in America. That's happening right now in some of the universities and some of the states in America where it's being utilized and instituted, where no more do you have to carry charge cards, identifications, et cetera, et cetera. And many will praise it because of its convenience. This article about the Genius Act said the Genius Act will make America the undisputed leader in digital assets, bringing massive investment and innovation to America. Further, it states President Trump supports the Genius Act because it protects consumers from nefarious actions and actors in financial markets. Now, listen, I'm going to stop there and ask a question for you to ponder. Let's say that you've got all of your funds on your cell telephone or your handheld device. And I'll talk about it further in the broadcast, but what if what's called an EMP, electronic impulse, is set off 60,000 feet above America. It will shut down everything that's electronic. It would shut down anything that's called internet or electronic banking. It will shut down anything that's called a service station with a pump where you could go into and pump your gas. It will shut down anything that's called an electric vehicle. America, I'm told by the experts on that subject, that if an EMP is detonated in the skies above us, that it will put America back to the 1700s, technologically speaking. So I'm not just concerned about what's happening in the here and now, but I'm concerned, ladies and gentlemen, with the headlong push in America and other nations to get into what is called the digital currency. China has had that for years and years and years. I believe it was since 2014. They control the people in China through the biometric data and through the cameras on every street, every block, every place in China, and through the digital currency. They control what a Chinese person, a person in China, can buy, sell, trade, where he can go, where he can travel, if he can get a plane ticket or a train ticket, or if he can go to college or university, buy a car, anything, everything that deals with finances is totally controlled by the nation of China. Do we want that? We may not, but it's happening. And it's happening on a global basis and happening rapidly. I believe Kenneth is on the line. Kenneth, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir, Dr. Himmler, you're dead on point. And I tell people, like Christ said, it's going to be like birth pains. We are in that age right now with AI. And I approve what Donald Trump has been doing. But this digital currency... No, because it, like you said, it's going to take our greenbacks out. And I appreciate what he said at the UN, but that digital currency, because the Antichrist, he's on the scene now. He's not out there yet, but he's on the scene right now. And he will be revealed, I think, in a few years. I mean, that's what I believe.
Well, Kenneth, you're partially right. One of the things, the Antichrist will not step on the scene and be revealed until the church is raptured out. When the church is suddenly seen, snatched out in what's called the rapture, the Antichrist will stand up, be heard, be seen, and will take full, total control and power. What we're doing today in America and around the globe, we're setting the stage, we're building the tools, we're setting up the process that will be put into place fully by the Antichrist. We're watching it as a jigsaw puzzle coming together, the different pieces of the puzzle. And when I talk about President Trump signing the Genius Act, he does not realize what he is doing. He's looking at it from the standpoint it would be convenient. He's looking at it from the standpoint, I've got massive, massive articles on what that's supposed to do. It's supposed to stop fraud. It's supposed to be able to catch false transactions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. In fact, looking at the article, President Trump promised to make the United States the crypto capital of the world, emphasizing the need to embrace digital assets to drive the economy and technological leadership and to protect from fraud in the business transactions. So he has the right motive, but he does not realize, nor do those that are putting it in place and advocating for it, do not realize what the Bible says in relationship to the prophetic eschatological text of what is taking place. Now, should we just automatically stop? No. Should we simply say we're not going to go forward? Every technological advance has been on the basis that it's embraced by humanity because it sets up something that's convenient, it does something that's supposed to protect us, et cetera, et cetera. And this is what we see happening. It is subtle. We have cell telephones today that wherever you go, whether that phone is on or off, you're tracked to a location of as low as a 36-inch by 36-inch square. 3 square foot, they can identify and track where you stand and where you are, even if you're not on the phone, even if the phone is turned off. And that is true with so many things. In many homes today, there's ranges and ovens and refrigerators that you can turn on and off and control by Wi-Fi. Digitally speaking, you're controlling it. And can you, if you picture that on a global basis with all of the instruments in the hands of the Antichrist of how it can be used, antithetical to what we're calling convenience and beneficial uses today. So this is the reason I want our listeners to understand the danger and the darkness and the day in which we're living. The Bible says perilous times shall come. We're in perilous times, and we're witnessing these things coming about, and it should cause us not to be frightened, but to be encouraged in knowing that our redemption draweth nigh. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you today as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're talking about today, ladies and gentlemen, the subject, are we setting the stage for the Antichrist? Are we setting the stage for the Antichrist? Another article on the Genius Act says it's designed to stabilize and regulate the stable coins in the United States. And here's a massive article on how will it work. I'm just going to read a blurb. The EU and Hong Kong have also introduced stable coin regulations. The bill focuses on stable coins, setting up regulatory guidelines for this form of digital currency across the United States. Now, ladies and gentlemen, listen, it's not something that's future tense. The law's been signed. But with any law, there's the promulgating rules and regulations for introducing it, for controlling it, and for regulating it. And those regulations have not been set up yet. And I'm here to tell you, based on what's happening in nations around the globe, part and parcel of that digital currency regulation will be to require some type of control so that it can be where you have to look into your cell telephone, or you have to have an iris from the eye looking into it, or your thumbprint, or some digital code that you put in. Already requiring digital codes. In fact, with most iPhones today, if you upgrade to the latest ones, you cannot use it unless you have either biometric data of some type to turn it on, to turn it off, for the quote benefit of protecting your phone and your information from somebody getting into your system without you knowing it. That's the premise, that if we have digital currency where there can be digital control, where the federal government can control it, it will protect us. That's simply not the end result of where it's going, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking at a headline. Why your face could be set to replace your bank cards. Listen carefully. We're talking about setting the stage for the Antichrist. And one of the major ways will be total 100% control over what can be bought, sold, traded, and tracked. That's found in Revelation chapter 13. The Bible says very, very clearly there, and no man might be able to buy or sell, save or accept that he had the mark of the name of the beast and the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that understandeth count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. as most everybody knows. That is simply man-centered man. It is the epitome of humanism that is talked about in that text. But the bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, there's coming a day when the Antichrist steps on the scene, and all that we're doing today, all that we're doing now, governmentally speaking, nationally speaking, with the leaders that are over us, and each nation is on the fast track today to see which one can outpace the other in total digital currency and absolute control by the government. Here's a headline. Why your face could be set to replace your bank card. It talks about a person by the name of Sarah Stewart. Sarah Stewart pays for her lunch from a favorite Mexican restaurant simply by looking at a screen. Sarah Stewart strolls into a small Mexican restaurant in Los Angeles, orders a tortilla and a type of sandwich. She simply looks at the reflection in a small LCD screen attached to the cashier's counter. Then, to add to her preferred amount for a tip, she flashes a quick peace sign on the monitor. The entire process takes less than 5 seconds and is entirely contactless. Moreover, Ms. Stewart doesn't need to carry her mobile phone. She doesn't need to carry a bank card. She doesn't need to carry any form of identification. She doesn't even have to have a PIN number. This article reads, "Welcome to the futuristic world of facial recognition payment system." It might sound like something from science fiction movie, but this kind of transaction is already happening millions upon millions of times a day across China and other major nations. This reads again, "The 18-year-old university student says she has no concerns. I feel like technology is moving so fast that people don't think twice about using something like this. Our phones already read our faces. Our faces are already all over the internet. It's faster and more convenient and safer, and I don't have to worry about leaving a phone number or a card or anything of that nature at home that I will need." Further, the article says she uses facial recognition payment versus the U.S. Tech Smart Call pop-up ID. And Pop ID is based out of Los Angeles and is now used by 70 independent restaurants and cafes across the handful of U.S. cities, mainly on the West Coast. It reads this, "It's just another way to identify yourself. The digital picture taken at a point of sale is destroyed immediately, and the data is not shared, it's not archived, it's not saved, no one else can get it." Does that comfort you? Doesn't me. We've seen too many times where our identification, our bank accounts, et cetera, have been broken into by malware of some type, and where the millions of dollars have been scammed from people across America and around the globe. So it's not a safety factor as I see it. It's simply one of the things that many today, with the millennial generation in particular, that thrive on using convenience and the fact that technology has so far advanced that you don't have to have a charge card, you don't have to have an identification card, you won't have to carry a wallet, you won't have to carry a purse in order to be able to do everything just by your thumbprint, fingerprint, or looking at your iris being photographed by a lens as you make the transaction. Nations like Vietnam and others, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to talk about this right after the news in a moment, but Vietnam, and I'll share with you the details on that, shut down about 68 million bank accounts because the users of their accounts had not integrated and set up a facial recognition system on their handheld devices. It starts out on the basis as now in Oregon and in Colorado and other states where it's set up now as you can authorize it or not authorize it, but there'll come a day in America, ladies and gentlemen, just as around the globe today, that it will be an absolute need because you will not have an account unless you follow the biometric system and let the facial recognition system be what you are using in order to buy, sell, or trade. And when that's in the hand of the Antichrist, it can be shut off, shut down, and there will be no buying, selling, or trading unless there's identification in the hand or the head. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. Right after the news, we'll be right back. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTI.